Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm an award-winning blogger, YouTuber, life coach, badass entrepreneur, manifester, and author. My mission is to awaken and to inspire women to live their best lives now and to find their purpose in life. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and to start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. So thank you so much, guys, for joining me for another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes. Today, I have a very special guest with us. It's Jessica Huey. Now, if you don't know who Jessica Huey is, Jessica Huey MBE is an entrepreneur and the author of the bestseller Purpose, Find Your Truth and Embrace Your Calling, all published by Hay House. Jessica enjoyed a glittering career as a journalist and publicist and has worked with some of the world's biggest stars and business people, including Samuel L. Jackson, Simon Cowell, Kelly Rowland, and the Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle. 12 years ago, Jessica launched Colorblind Cards, a multi-award-winning multicultural greeting card company, which drove an early conversation around the importance of ethnic representation in retail and became the first independent brand to secure a high street presence for Black cards. Labelled one of Britain's most inspiring entrepreneurs by the Evening Standard, in 2014, Jessica was honoured with an MBE for entrepreneurship and her contribution to diversity. So thank you so much, Jessica, for being here today.
Lovely to be here. Thanks for having me, Emma.
So my first question for you then is, when did you spiritually awaken? What's your story?
So I think it's to, you know, when I reflect back, I think it probably began in my late 20s, so about a decade ago. But in terms of the sort of pivotal, you know, the catalyst, which has really become the sort of point in my life, which is almost before and after in many ways, would be 3 years ago. My dad was diagnosed with terminal cancer, and it was really the first time in my life where I stopped. You know, I paused, because up until that moment I had been a complete workaholic, constantly thinking about the next goal and the next thing to do or achieve. And it really took a major life moment like that. I was very close to my dad. It took something major like that to sort of force me into being. And so I spent about six months where I was the kind of the main carer for my dad. And it changed my life. You know, it was a completely transformative experience in a way that I had no idea it was going to be. Both terribly painful and also, you know, real exquisite moments of joy, and which, you know, seems a strange thing perhaps to say when you're talking about your parent passing on. But that's what happened.
Definitely. And it's moments like that that can really, you know, shift things for us and put a lot into perspective. And like you say, it's almost odd to think you had those, you know, treasured happy moments as well, but those are equally as important, aren't they?
Yeah, 100%. And it's such a different space. You're in a completely different frequency. And it's not as simple as suddenly realizing that life is precious and every moment counts. You know, there was that, but it was more than that. It's what happens when you stop clock watching, for example, because you know, in a time like that, suddenly every moment really does matter. And I think for the first time, I wasn't driven by or sort of dictated by schedule or itinerary. You know, I was very much in the moment, and it's it's incredible what we find when we really become present. And I think that's what the shift was. Actually, it's all about presence.
Definitely. So how did you find your purpose in life, and what inspired you to become an author, especially of your book Purpose?
Well, it I think, you know, purpose is an ongoing thing. Sometimes, you know, people will say, I'm looking for my purpose as though it's another thing to do, as though it's something that we need to acquire and find outside of ourselves. But I think that's just more of the same kind of old paradigm way of thinking. You know, purpose for me is a state of being. And really, before we know what we're here to do, first of all, we need to know who we are, because anything that we do should be led and sort of driven by who we are and all that's meaningful to us. And so for me, you know, I'm fortunate to have had a really successful, exciting, stressy, you know, roller coaster of a career and life. But I think my book grew out of that period of presence that I talked about. And that's the difference, you know, when we get out of our head and start to connect with, you know, yeah, all that's really truly important to our heart, really. Anything that evolves from that space has a quality to it which is really unlike anything that we could strategize, you know, with our head. That's where my book came from. I began writing 3 days before my dad passed on, and I wasn't thinking about a book, which I think is critical. I wasn't thinking about an output or an outcome. I was writing for the sake of writing. And when we do things from that space, there is a purity to them which exceeds, again, anything that we could create solely from our headspace. And so, yeah, you know, that was transformative, because to see the impact that my book has had, both on my own life and also in terms of the people who connect with it, you know, it just supersedes anything, any award, you know. So yeah,
definitely
answers the question.
Definitely. And is that kind of what led you away from your kind of roots of being a publicist and your other kind of businesses? Was it to really, you know, find more and find your own purpose?
Yeah, 100%. You know, it took my life off this kind of carefully planned path that, you know, I was in control of, and, you know, complete control freak and perfectionist, and seeing that I could create from that space of letting go.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
That actually had a power to it, you know, to connect people, to connect me in a way that anything I'd done previously, you know, there really was no comparison. And so, yeah, I really had no choice in many ways, but to want more of that and to continue to kind of let go and take my hands off the steering wheel and see and allow myself to be led.
Yeah, definitely.
And trust in that, which is the biggest challenge, I think, because we're so sort of conditioned to plan. And there's certainly an argument for planning, but it's a real balance between taking action and planning and also allowing ourselves to step out of doing in order to check in and in with what it is that we're doing and ensure that it is aligned with all that we are truly about.
Definitely. And what would you say your core message of purpose is, and how can my listeners find their own purpose in life?
I guess the core message is that, you know, we owe it to ourselves, and, you know, real true self-love is to honor ourselves with the creation of a life which is the truest expression of who we are, and not the person that we've come to be, you know, but the person that we are beneath all of these roles and belief systems, which so often aren't even ours, we've just inherited them. So I guess that's the core message. And in terms of how people can connect with their purpose, again, it's a decision to move from just living in a kind of reactionary way, and perhaps continuing on the path that we found ourselves on because it's just where we landed so often, and actually check in and start to question, am I fulfilled? Am I happy? You know, do I feel free? Do I feel that the line between work and pleasure is blurred? Because I think that's entirely possible. You know, of course there are elements of my work which are more challenging today, but certainly I feel I've never felt more fulfilled, and that really comes from ceasing to have our lives compartmentalized, you know, where we're almost living for the weekend and holidays and the sort of week can feel like a bit of a struggle.
Definitely. So being a successful entrepreneur yourself and helping other entrepreneurs, what is one thing that you've learned from running your businesses over the years?
Gosh, so much. I think it's the best self-development that there is. I've learned a lot about my weaknesses. I've learned that I am, I guess one of my qualities would be the sort of... that I respond to those moments of inspiration and ideas, which, you know, sometimes they come to us and we think, oh yeah, that'd be a good idea, and then we crack on with whatever it was we were doing. But, you know, I've learned to kind of listen to those ideas and inspiration and recognize them as the gifts that they are, and then respond to them and allow ourselves our lives to be taken off the path, you know. But yeah, no, I think, you know, business, as I said, is the best self-development. You know, I could write a book on that. Things I've learned, yeah.
Amen to that, definitely. So what is one piece of life advice that you would love to give my followers today?
I think it has to come back to that invitation to, you know, question whether or not the life that you're living is a true expression of who you are, and if not, to embark on this adventure of changing that, because it is the most incredible, fulfilling, exciting adventure that you could ever take, you know, to sort of positively disrupt your life by checking in with what is it that's truly meaningful to you, and allowing your work or your business to be an extension of that.
Cool. So that's the rest of my questions, but what's next for you? What are you working on at the moment?
So these days I try my best to remain as agendaless as possible, which is the complete antithesis of how I've lived thus far. But I'm enjoying, you know, I'm writing at the moment, working on my second book, but without you know, without the, I'm just enjoying the writing process at the moment and sort of seeing how that unfolds. And I have a retreat, the Purpose Retreat, coming up in Jamaica in January 2020, which is a real dream, because that's where my father is from. And it's such a magical spiritual island. And a place that, yeah, I'm really excited to invite people to explore this work with me on. And then I've got the Power Retreat, which is all about moving from idea to intention in June, the 17th to the 20th, which is much more action orientated and is for sort of purpose-driven entrepreneurs who, for whatever reason, are procrastinating and just want 4 days to be supported in getting their ideas out there. And then I run monthly masterclasses at the British Library for people doing meaningful work who want to raise their profile and shine their light. So still plenty happening, but just, without being hemmed to schedules these days and just trying to move much more in, with my own flow, which is a work in itself.
Definitely. Well, your retreat sounds like a dream in Jamaica. So where can my lovely followers find you online if they want to learn more about you?
So my handle is Jessica Huey, MBE, and my website is jessicahuey.com, and all of the information about everything is on there.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been an absolute pleasure learning more about your story and sharing this with everybody. Thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, thanks for having me, Emma. Take good care.
So thank you so much, guys, for joining me for another one of my podcast episodes today. I really hope you've enjoyed Jessica and I's conversation. As always, if you want to learn more about Jessica, you can find her link in the description box down below, and you can find all the information about my work and coaching over on my website, emmamumford.co.uk. Thank you so much, guys, for joining me. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love to see you again soon. Don't forget, you can also join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things positivity and law of attraction. I hope you have a fantastic week, whatever you are up to, and I'll see you in my next episode, which will be next week. Lots of love.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.